This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how millions of Americans vote without going into the voting booth. First, though. Hail Minnesota, the song of the land of 10,000 lakes. And frequent listeners know this means it's time for another in our series on this year's political swing states. Our partners at Slate are visiting the major battlegrounds in this year's presidential race, reporting on factors that make them so swingy. Slate's Andy Bowers is here today to talk about Minnesota. Andy?
Hello, Alex.
For some electoral history, in 2000, Minnesota went for
Al Gore.
And the margin.
Gore got 48%, George W. Bush got 46%, and Ralph Nader got 5.2%.
And what about the state's recent voting history?
Minnesota has voted for Democrats in every election since 1960, except 1972, when it voted for the re-election of Richard Nixon, and it was the only state to vote for Walter Mondale in 1984.
Okay, how many electoral votes at stake?
10.
Okay. You write that as a former Minnesota resident, you yourself, former resident there, you're surprised that Minnesota's on the list of swing states. Why is that?
Well, I was. I mean, consider the famous politicians from Minnesota. You have Walter Mondale, you have Hubert Humphrey, you have Eugene McCarthy, you have Paul Wellstone, the late Paul Wellstone.
These are all Democrats, not just Democrats, very liberal Democrats.
That's right. Prairie populists, many of them are called. This is my image of Minnesota. When I lived there, it was sort of taken for granted that Minnesota was a liberal bastion in the Midwest. But I hadn't been really paying enough attention because in recent years, the legislature, one house has moved to the Republicans. There's a Republican governor now. And in fact, since Humphrey died in 1978, Minnesota has elected more Republican senators than Democrats.
So this is evidence of a trend.
It could be. But the question is how much of a trend, and was there a particular event that pushed this a little farther in 2002? In that year, both, as you remember, Paul Wellstone, the Democratic senator, died in a plane crash shortly before the election. Walter Mondale, the former senator, former vice president, stepped in to replace him. But there was a memorial service for Wellstone that was turned into a bit of unpleasant political theater with supporters sort of booing Republicans who came, and it sort of turned into a rally. And Norm Coleman, the Republican candidate, was elected. So was the Republican governor, Tim Pawlenty. Democrats are blaming that particular event as leading to the election of Republicans, but Republicans say that it really is a trend not only in Minnesota but throughout the upper Midwest in places like Wisconsin and Iowa.
Iowa? Did he say Iowa? The Iowa State song titled Song of Iowa. You also visited the Hawkeye State, so let's talk about Iowa, too. Give us a quick rundown of its voting history.
Well, Iowa went for Gore also in 2000 by about 4,000 votes, or as both sides this year like to point out to their supporters, just 2 votes per precinct. And it has voted for Democrats since 1988, and it has 7 electoral votes.
And Iowa is one of the really hotly contested states this year. What are some of the important factors there?
Well, like a lot of states, Iowa has an urban-rural divide. The western part of Iowa is mostly rural, and it mostly votes Republican. The eastern part has more cities. It's more urban. And Iowa has 99 counties. A Democrat can win statewide by winning a big margin in just 6 counties, the 6 most populous counties, and that's what John Kerry is going to have to do if he wants to repeat the Democratic wins there.
You also write that early voting is a big deal in Iowa. It may, in fact, decide the election.
That's right. It may be easier to vote early in Iowa than anywhere else. You can vote absentee, as you can in a lot of places. You can vote at satellite stations, which have been open since September 23rd. And this was the thing that struck me as most unusual. You can have a courier come to your house and pick up your absentee ballot. And these couriers are volunteers for the campaigns. They have to be licensed, which is new this year, but they can actually come and do this. And the Republicans especially are concerned that some mischief could go on here. But, I mean, I was just glad when I was there that they don't have this system in Chicago and Miami. The thing about early voting, in 2000, if you had just counted the votes that were cast on Election Day, Bush would have won Iowa. It was after the early votes came in and were counted that Al Gore won. He made it all up there. So Democrats really put a lot of stock in early voting.
How would you predict Minnesota and Iowa are going to come out?
Well, Minnesota, I think, from recent polls, is probably going to stay in the Democratic column. Iowa is more of a toss-up. The recent polls have shown Bush slightly ahead. If I had to bet right now, I would bet for Bush in Iowa.
Opinion and analysis from Andy Bowers. He's a Slate senior editor. You'll find his Minnesota and Iowa articles and the rest of the Swing State series at slate.com. Andy, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.